Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Final hour of the Wendy's Big Show today, and you guys have been bringing it today, for sure. And you should. It's a couple of hours, a little over 2 hours from tip-off, Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals. And you know, the one thing through all of this, series obviously tied 2-2, to enjoy this ride that they're on, I mean, that's the thing we can't forget about. You got to have some fun. I mean, they're on center stage here. It's the Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane, and we've been talking about your thoughts, your feelings on heading into Game 5 here.
How are you feeling, Timmy? I know you're trying to set the table, but how are you feeling?
I feel a little concerned. Just a little concerned, only because I want it to be a blowout so I don't have to be really concerned toward the end of the game. Because we all know in a one-gamer, and this is not necessarily a one-gamer, but we all know the percentages are going to swing big time, win or lose this Game 5. But when you get toward the end of the game, tied at 95 or whatever, 4 minutes to play, one bad call and people are going to lose their mind. One bad bounce, Giannis misses a couple of free throws, and I'm just throwing these scenarios out there. They hit a lucky shot, they get a lucky roll, and then you're like, oh, man. So that's where my concern is. Through the first half, I'm good. Let's watch some NBA basketball at its best, really. Toronto-Milwaukee here. The two best teams in the East for sure. 799-1250. So the left lane is your feelings heading into tonight's Game 5. The right lane is Drake. Has that ruffled your feathers like we've been reading about and hearing about? And the return lane is, where are you watching the game? I mean, what are you going to do? Is this an isolated kind of deal for you? You're so into it that you just want to be by yourself? Or you want to be out in the bar, sports bar, corner bar. Corner bar I love, outside of the jukebox. The corner bar, just have the game on, and then that's it. In the jukebox, we can just carry that out into the street and just dump it in the street. So there's your three choices. 414-799-1250.
Let's get out to my good friend Mike on the south side. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Mike, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys, worth the wait. I got 3 pages, but I know you got a lot of calls. Gary, your football thing has no validity. Here's why. Do you remember County Stadium?
Yeah, very well.
Where were the sidelines?
We were both teams, were football-wise, both teams on the same sideline.
Correct. Okay. Imagine 30 feet away, there's a Bears super fan dancing around calling out the Packers.
Yeah.
What would happen to that guy?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think someone's going to say, I'm running out of bounds, and I'm running right over that guy. I think this Drake, he wants a confrontation to get guys thrown out.
Yeah.
He went after Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
He's got Janet Jackson security around him. Nothing's going to happen to him.
Right.
And if he's got any balls, they keep saying Spike Lee. Spike Lee backed it up.
Yo, yeah.
He went to the game.
Right, the opposing team.
Drake, listen to the games, or listen to the station. Get on your $297 million PJ with your Janet Jackson security. The team pays his ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And put your money where your mouth is, otherwise go Bucks tonight, and if they don't do
so
it.
So do you have a problem with Drake, or do you not? Do you have a problem with Drake, or do you not have a problem with Drake? I missed it.
I don't have a problem because apparently the league doesn't. if you watch the replay.
Oh, so you agree? So you agree with me? So you agree with me?
Well, how can I not?
My man, love
there
you.
There you go.
There it is, done.
It sounded like he didn't, but then he said he did. I'm just saying. 414-799-1250.
Let's go to Sean and Racine. Sean, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Sean, how you feeling about the game, man?
About that caller, Willie, earlier, I have something I agree with him and something I don't.
Well, come on with it, Sean.
Role players don't win championships. He obviously hasn't watched the NBA in how long in recent years.
Okay.
When LeBron was first with Cleveland, he hauled that team on his back straight to the finals and couldn't get it done. He needed help. That's why nowadays you rarely
wait. The LeBron team that he did what now?
That he hauled all the way through the playoffs and couldn't win in the finals.
He needed help?
He needed help.
Okay.
It takes role players. That this whole system with the Bucks is centered around Giannis.
Right.
So I do agree with what he said, that Giannis has to step up. You can't be airballing free throws.
Sure.
You can't keep doing the same thing. Oh, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Okay.
He keeps starting in the half court from the top of the key,
the
running
time.
Into the wall of three-plus players, and he gets stopped.
Well, he did it all year long, though.
Oh, exactly, but the difference is, like you said, too, this is different in playoff basketball.
Yeah,
they let them play more.
Mm-hmm.
The defense ramps up.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the top defensive teams that are in the playoffs.
Right.
So I agree with that, where he needs to step up. I'm not dissing him or anything like that.
No.
But Giannis, I believe, will have a big game tonight back at home.
Yeah.
He is so motivated and focused, and that's something he doesn't want to do, is let his this year's reputation in the playoffs be known that he couldn't get it done against the Raptors. Now, I want to say two things with the players that need to step up.
Yeah.
We've been saying it all series about Bledsoe, but stop shooting the three, start driving it. That'll open up a little bit more for Giannis so he can kick it to him and get some pick and rolls going. But Lopez, I want to see game one Lopez come back. I don't know why he only had 3 3-point shots in that last game. He hit two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think his confidence has been shook since he all of a sudden went from regular season Lopez to not showing up in the playoffs Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get at least a glimpse of game one Lopez combined with Giannis getting it done and Bledsoe stepping up, they win tonight. It might take seven games and they finish it off at home, but I still think they get it done.
My man.
There you go.
There it is.
So what happens if now – let's just fast forward to about 8:30, 9:30, about 10 o'clock tonight, and the Bucks blow them out here in Game 5.
Great.
Was it then a big-time overreaction?
No.
No? So these concerns are valid.
They're legit.
Yeah.
And don't be calling tomorrow talking about I told you so. That ain't got nothing to do with I told you so. This just straight 100 talking stuff here. Giannis need to play better. We all know that. They need to coach better. They need to give more effort. All that stuff is true. And that's... if they do that tonight, they win. And I'm with Willie. I think it was. He right. What's Giannis averaging per game?
Regular season, 28 in the regular season, 22 in the playoffs.
Charles Barkley said the other day that in the playoffs, your best players has to exceed what they were doing during the regular season.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Yep.
Let's go Trail downtown. Trail, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. What you got, man?
Okay.
T. Trail.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Good job today, man. Mike, I really like when you come on the show, man. You're just so different, man.
Mike? Oh, Mike. Yeah, that's me.
Trail.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm about Mike.
Mike?
My man right here.
Baseball legend.
Why are you calling Mike? Man, name ain't Mike.
What's his name then?
Tim.
Tim, no, that's okay.
What's up, Mike?
I've only been doing this 14 years.
Hey, Mike.
That's okay.
Baseball legend. Hey, Mike. Baseball legend.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what are you going
to
do?
Well, I'm going to go to Mike and Tulsa. Mike, you're up next. We're on 5-7 F in the Fan. Mike, what you got, man?
Here's Mike.
Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
I got to say, I haven't had butterflies about a game being a Wisconsin sports fan in 35 years.
There you go. Now that's being real right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the biggest game in the state of Wisconsin that we've had. Maybe sans the national championship game of 2015.
There was an NLCS game 7 last year that was pretty darn big.
Here's the thing, Tim. I go to David Stearns and his chat that we have season ticket holders. I think John Boris and David Stearns are two great managers right now, general managers, president, mm-hmm. whatever their titles are.
Right, right.
I don't feel the same way about the Brewers. When I'm watching Game 7 in Miller Park, I'm not stressed about it because we got Yelich, we got Kane, and just like in 11, just like we had the tools in 14, just couldn't get it done, this Brewers team is not going anywhere. Now, they might not win the division again this year, but I think they make the playoffs. They make a run. They don't. They're going to come back year to year after that. This is the precipice for this Bucks team. We can't go out and get high-line All-NBA-type players. Either this team gets it done tonight, and they decide that they're with it for each other and will make a run in the next 2, 3, 4 years, or this, they fail, and then that's that, and Giannis may or may not leave. And
this is all or nothing tonight.
This game is it. They can go and valiantly get beat by the Warriors, but this is going to be there's not going to be another opportunity.
Whatever happened to building this thing? I mean, if you look at the Brewers, they built it. If you look at the Green Bay Packers, they built it. I mean, people just freak. And that's the thing about the Bucks. I'm going to let you talk real quick, but listen, this is the Bucks. Toronto has been here. They built this thing.
Yeah,
I mean, the Bucks are just getting – the Bucks are just arriving on the scene.
I understand that. I'm talking about the difference in the three leagues. When I watched Aaron Rodgers, he was young, and I thought he'd be at more Super Bowls now by the time we're sitting here. But I wasn't stressed about it back in 2010 when we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I ain't stressed about Yelich, Kane, and those boys right now, or Hader last year. This is the NBA. They built it. They have the potential, if they go to the final, for people to take the home down discount instead. But they might not be willing to do that if they bow out 4 in a row straight to this. What we can say is actually a weakened Toronto team right now. NBA is just a different sport.
See, you guys think that.
It's about show me right now.
Well, it's about your stars.
They don't show up.
It's about your stars. You guys think that it's about your stars. And here's what you've learned. I mean, we've seen this with LeBron. Mm-hmm. We've seen this with Michael Jordan. We understand, and I think Giannis understands this now, he needs to expand his game. And we've seen all these guys expand their games and get better and get to championships.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is untapped potential. Yeah, y'all are confused about him being the MVP of the league. Yeah, probably is, but he has so much growth in his game.
Still. Yes.
It's not over.
Well, and to
he's going to get a back to the basket. He's going to get a 15-12 because he works hard. I know he is. But his game is at the infancy stages. And folks don't get that.
Still young.
He's still young.
Yeah. Yeah, and to compare how the magnitude of this game here, it's game 5. This isn't the game to go to the finals. Now get to game 7. And then we can have the argument to compare NLCS Game 7 last year for the Brewers and Eastern Conference Finals Game 7 to get to the NBA Finals for the Bucks, right?
But
we have to
again,
get to Game 7, though, first.
But once again, too, the Brewers last year got some pixie dust, too.
They had a magic carpet ride going, no doubt.
We didn't see NLCS in the beginning of the year last year. Now, I know you did, Tim. Okay,
I don't count, though, because I'm always going to think that
Thank
way,
you.
But I get it.
But we didn't – no one knew that Yelich was this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No one knew that. We thought he'd be good, but we didn't know that this guy still has the potential. Think about this when I say this. Think about when I say this can be better than Ryan Braun. And, folks, do you guys remember when Ryan Braun was Ryan Braun? He was one of the top 2-3 players in baseball.
You bet. MVP.
That's number one. No one knew y'all was going to be MVP-type joker.
And there's no doubt that Giannis is still...
He's scratching the surface of how good
still,
he's going to be.
Still. And he's got some parts of his game to refine.
No doubt.
No question.
What are we going, man?
414-799-1250. We are going to take a break and come back. Still, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Drake, and I'm screwing up the lanes here.
No, man, I've
always done that. You can throw whatever lane you want. It's a big show.
Yeah, Drake,
The purple lane, the green lane, the cream lane.
Comment on Drake is the left lane, the right lane is just how you feeling. Talking about your feelings. Yes, going into this thing. Return lane is where are you watching the game tonight? Bunch of buddies? You going down to the Deer District? More of your calls next here. It's Wendy's Big Show.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Here's something to cluck about. Wendy's made-to-crave menu now includes delicious chicken options. So upgrade those basic go-tos with the new avocado BLT, sausage bacon chicken, and barbecue chicken sandwiches today. Available now at participating restaurants.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's Janet Jackson, Throwback Thursday artist this week, and you can nominate your choice, your selection for next week on Twitter, and we've got some voting to tabulate here. Dave Matthews Band, Johnny Taylor is my vote, and then a bunch of metal artists from Polish Pipe Bomb.
The
over
metal
there.
Guys are just running away with it. It's
okay.
You never want to call it. We still got... Well, like 30-some minutes left of the show, yes, but it's pretty much over.
Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, getting you ready for Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals, the Bucks and Raptors from the Fiserv Forum. And we'll go to your buddy and my old friend, Larry, right?
Let's go to Larry out in Carl. Larry up next, 105.7F in the Fan. Larry, what you got, bud?
Good afternoon, man. I have to admit, you are the most popular man in the country. I've been trying to call for the last hour, and all I could think, I could probably have called J-Lo quicker than I got to you, Jim, but I'm happy to get to the privilege to talk to you.
I appreciate that.
Well, we have
that.
The privilege of having you on the phone.
Yeah, this is Larry Heisel, former Brewers outfielder, and I got to say, Gary, I don't know if you've met face-to-face with Larry, but
sure we have.
One of the best guys in the world.
All time.
Seriously.
Oh, you're much too kind, man. Much too kind.
So what do you got for us? How big a game is this? What are you thinking?
You know, man, I am, don't want to brag, the premier expert football, basketball, baseball, tennis, soccer, and golf.
There you go.
For kids 8 and under. Anything above that, I am clueless.
Right. Good for you.
I have not seen. I saw the most I've seen of the Bucks was 30 minutes of the first game that they lost in Toronto, and I felt that they were clearly the better team. I was truly impressed, but I was telling a good friend of mine, in professional sports, the best team or the better team doesn't always win. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'll never forget when I began playing baseball, the most brilliant mind in the history of the game, Gene Moth, pulled me aside and said, young man, listen, in order to compete at this level, there are certain things you must do. To win against the best, you have to master the fundamentals. That's foremost, master the fundamentals. When you play, you have to outwork the opposition. And thirdly, and just as important as the other two, eliminate mistakes. And I've never forgotten that. And I think about these young men tonight. I wish them the absolute best. But I think any team could win. I'd like to see them go out there and play that basketball I saw for 30 minutes. They look unbeatable.
Yeah, if they're at the top of their game, they won't get beat tonight. So does it come down to them beating themselves? Larry, always a pleasure. We'll get you on again soon, all right?
Wait a minute. I don't know. Did Larry's – I mean, is he on the fence? Larry, are you on the fence?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Are you on the fence here or what? Are you on the fence?
Oh, I'm in Milwaukee. Uh-huh. I'm going to Little League Baseball.
And you broke up, Larry. Hey, Larry, but thanks for listening to us and call us back again. You're breaking up on. Sorry
yeah,
about that.
Larry Heisen.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, I know that.
Hey, I just want to say this to all you people out here today. You guys are awesome.
You people.
You guys are awesome. We
5:30, your first you people at 5:30.
No, we had a couple more.
Oh, okay. When did I drop it?
Yeah. That was like early on. That was in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it's still the big four killing it. Straight killing it.
But just a tremendous show today. You guys are excellent. I mean, phone calls have been steady. I mean, we had full phone lines all day. And hope we're getting to them. And don't be shy tomorrow because I know. Whew. All right, well, I'll just keep it to
myself. Tomorrow is going to be.
One way or another, just please come on with us.
And
is it going to be therapy tomorrow?
We could be.
We could be therapy.
We could be.
Or we could be happy as a clam.
Jubilation.
Oh, I like that word.
Could be. Jubilation.
You want me to take another call here?
Yeah, let's take another call. Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to
the sports flash.
Mike and Franklin. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM in the Fair. Mike, what you got, man?
Hey, what's up, Gary? I want to give you a shout out and Dean Merritt, too, because I was in the doghouse a couple weeks ago. Pick up my girl, nice little channel. The doghouse no more.
Hey, just could you talk a little bit more clearly again, please? We didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Yeah, no problem. So I was in the doghouse a couple weeks ago, and I went to the jewelry center, and I pick up my girl, nice little chain. And I'm no longer in the doghouse. So shout out to you and Dean
Merck. My man. Hey, do we have that on tape? I want to send that to Dean.
Yeah, we can get it on tape.
That's the way that works.
5:31, Mike and Franklin.
Mike and Franklin. Yep. What you got, Mike?
Hey, talk about the right lane. I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, it's all in front of them, but they got to show up in the hustle plays. They got to get the loose balls, and they got to knock down open shots. If they can do that, I don't see no problem in winning the game with the home crowd behind them.
Right. I would agree. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Hey, can I just say before the break here, Gary?
Come on,
I just have to because I know he's still listening. Larry Heisel.
Yeah.
Let me just say this.
Say this.
I was 14 years old. I was a big camera buff. Mm-hmm. I was take a lot of pictures. Go to County Stadium, mm-hmm. and then I developed my own pictures mm-hmm. at home. Mm-hmm. And Larry at that time was a camera guy too. And after the game, you know, I asked him for his autograph. We ended up standing by his car there for a good 30, 45 minutes after the game. As a 14-year-old kid, impacted me in a good way. Talked camera and pictures and the whole deal. It was really cool. So we're going to have to get him on a baseball show here really soon. Right now it's basketball. It is Eastern Conference Finals. It's Game 5, Fiserv Forum, Deer District, and some happy going on. You have to listen to the podcast to find out
upstairs.
What that means. Upstairs happy.
Not downstairs.
Happy. That's right. And we'll take your calls, 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. And welcome back, Wendy's Big Show. It's Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Baby Tops Bill Schmidt, and Talking Bucks Basketball. And that's fun on a day like today, man. It is. And finally, we get a Janet Jackson Throwback Thursday song that we all recognize.
It took until 5:30, but the young person in the room finally found one that they knew.
Nicely
done. Didn't know it was her.
Nicely done. 414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. As you have a couple of choices, the Drake conversation. You can talk about your feelings heading into this Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals. And then where are you watching the game tonight? That's always a fun one. It is.
Where are you watching the game, Tim?
I think back deck. I'll start out with two. I always grab two at the same time, two cans of
beverage,
cans of beer. Yep.
Okay.
And I'll just sit there with two, and we'll see where that goes. I can't go crazy. We got to do this again tomorrow. We might have to pick up the pieces, or we might be celebrating tomorrow as well. Don't rightly know quite yet. Chris and Cudahy, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hi. Let's talk about my feelings about the Bucks.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope the Bucks can come out and dominate tonight. You know, Giannis could have an incredible game tonight after, having a terrible game and game three and four. I think he can come out really strong this game and blow out the scoreboard and blow out Toronto tonight.
All right, where are you watching the game?
Watching from Cudahy.
No, no, no. Where? Like where?
What spot?
At my house with my family.
Okay. I like it.
All right. Very good. Have some fun.
I like that.
Some food.
A lot of people, they're so quick to just go out and carouse in and whatever. I just like watching a game with my folks, with my friends, just hanging out at home.
I've always wondered on
a good time.
Packers night game. I've said this oftentimes over the years. Packers night game. How much beer is consumed in the state of Wisconsin? Okay, so let's kick it to food.
Keeping
then.
The Beauforting people in business. That's what's going on a Sunday night Packer game.
If you go to food, I don't know if there's any data out there to back this up, but I would imagine that the delivery services for food
through the roof
on a night like tonight.
And now
I would think.
You were mentioning the advancements in Uber. Have you heard about DoorDash?
Of course,
they'll just pick up anything for you.
Anything, and it's really not that expensive. It really isn't. A few bucks extra. Big deal. 799-1250.
What do you say we check in with Adam in Franklin, Tim?
Adam, what
you're
you
on
say?
The fan.
How's it going, guys? So I'm driving up through the emergency lane here. I just want to talk about what Gary was talking about, Giannis, with his development in his game.
Okay.
That guy's 24 years old. He's still a baby. He's got 2-3 years before he even starts to hit his peak or his prime. So I don't understand all the overreaction to his game and his development. I mean, he's only 24. He's got a long way to go.
But, Adam, I'll let you respond, though. But you know where the fans are coming from. You dangle this carrot, the NBA Finals carrot, out there, and, you know, you kind of forget about all that stuff. All that stuff is we have to pinch ourselves and remind ourselves that you're right. As you said, he's 24 years old, and it sort of – Gary was talking about the stepladder approach a little bit as you build.
Right.
And at 24, I think Giannis is still doing that himself, personally.
Agreed. I mean, and when did Jordan reach his first finals? 27?
I'm not sure.
27 or 28, I believe. Because his last one he won when he was, I believe, 35. So I think the math is right there.
Where are you watching the game?
At home with my wife and son.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
By me.
There he is. 24-year-old Giannis.
Yeah, I mean he's still learning. I mean he's still growing. I mean it's incredible what he's got left in the tank. I mean all these guys did. I mean didn't Michael Jordan when he went away and came back I think that's when he got the turnaround jump shot. I think maybe just like 3 years ago, LeBron started doing the turnaround fadeaway or something like that. I mean all these guys that are great develop their games. I mean is there anything wrong with that?
No, and you don't have a complete game.
Yeah, Giannis has so much untapped potential. It's absolutely incredible.
414.
It's okay to be saying that, isn't it?
799-1250. Well, it's the building thing, but you do understand, though, Gary, that you dangled the NBA Finals in front of us, and then we want that. And we forget about this building. We forget about this patience we're supposed to be showing here. They're right there.
And what most folk don't know, you never know when you're going to get it.
Again, right.
Yeah, it's so fleeting. And no, you talk about the Green Bay Packers, and they've had two quarterbacks back-to-back, and you only got two Super Bowls out of all that. And then you look at the New England Patriots, you go, how do they get so lucky? Right? We should have more than one. We should have more than two. It just works out that way sometimes. And, you know, listen, I remember when we weren't relevant at all, we being the Bucs, and now we are. I'm enjoying the process.
Me too. Me too. I definitely am. As a casual fan, I'm in that category. But man, it's a blast. The most pleasurable part for me is not only seeing them win. Outside of seeing them win, is to get the attention and the respect nationally. Okay. I love that.
And they're getting it.
Love that.
Yeah. Let's get out to Mark in the North Woods up there. Mark, you're up next. 105.7 FM, the Fan, the Big Show. Mark, what you got, man?
Hey guys, I hope you can hear me. Okay, I'm actually pulling over because I'm in a good cell zone.
All right,
now.
We'll stop right there, Mark.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, stop right there.
So I think that we need three guys to score 70 points, not clear who the three are. And that third person has to have at least 18 so that we can spread it around a little bit and not be over reliant on one or two guys to carry the load. So if those three score 70 and the other, whatever, six or nine score 40, I think we win at 110 points. What are your thoughts?
Thanks for your phone call.
That goes back to the argument of you have to have three, you have to have a superstar and two big time stars to win an NBA title. Mm-hmm. Do the Bucks have that?
No, they have a superstar.
Okay.
That's
then,
it.
Then the secondary, Middleton, Bledsoe.
That's what made them and Toronto so similar, because Toronto has a superstar.
They do, definitely.
That's it. That's what made them so similar. And then so that's why I say it comes down to the a superstar.
And to his point, does Budenholzer change things up a little bit to alleviate some of the pressure that he knows is, I mean, if you're Toronto, aren't you all over Giannis?
If you're the Bucks, aren't you all over Kawhi?
Of course. So they both know it's coming. And now it's the adjustments.
Walk through it.
Now it's on the adjustment.
Yes, sir. I don't know. Could be.
I mean, but how much do you adjust? That's
right,
the thing.
Right.
And do you overcompensate and say, oh, man, I went away from my strength?
I don't know if you ever heard this. Let me give you this. Sometimes.
It's up to them.
Sometimes.
You got to perform. All right. We'll take our final break here. Is that what we're doing? Yes. We are. Final couple of minutes.
Our last break.
We can squeeze you in if you get in quick. 414-799-1250. Getting you ready for Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Here's something to cluck about. Wendy's Made to Crave menu now includes delicious chicken options. So upgrade those basic go-tos with the new avocado BLT, sausage bacon chicken, and barbecue chicken sandwiches today. Available now at participating restaurants.
Throwback Thursday artist this week, Janet Jackson, will announce the winner of next week's Throwback Artist in just a second. Welcome back to the Wendy's Big Show. Tim Allen, Anthony Mandela, and Gary Ellerson, the Jewelry Center, strikes again.
You're my good friends over at Jewelry Center. Dean Murray.
Helped out one of our
Happy
callers.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday, Dean Murray. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
The Jewelry Center. Go check them out. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, in a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Stop in. Wish Dean a happy birthday. You know, he gets the whole birthday week, you know, right? The birthday week, birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. Tell him Gary Ellison sent you.
That's it? That's good.
Y'all want something else?
No. We need rapid fire.
All right, you ready?
Rapid fire. On the phones,
now, yeah, we got
to
clear
phone calls.
Clear.
Oh, we're gonna take some phone calls.
All right, it's gonna Rand.
Just a couple
Rand,
minutes
you're next,
left.
1057 from the fan. Rand, what you got, man? Rand.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, this is Lance. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lance, what you got?
Yeah. You guys might disagree with me, but what I think is start George Hill over Bledsoe. The guy's got experience. He brings fire to the court. The man makes his free throws. You know, the guys out there, he plays smart like Brogdon, but I think he should start before Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Bledsoe hasn't been showing up. And then get on Kawhi. Don't triple team the guy. Let him get his 30-some points. Mm-hmm. He's going to get that. He got 18 the other night, but everybody else, he was dishing it out to.
So let Kawhi get 30 and shut down Kyle Lowry and all these and Gasol and them jokers. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I say.
My man.
Very
that's
good.
Phone call.
Thanks, man.
Let's get out to my guy, Patrick and Tulsa. Patrick, you up next, 105.7 F in the fan. Patrick, what you got, man?
Hey.
Hey.
I got Bucks in six.
Patrick. Patrick.
That's all you got? Yeah.
How old are you, man?
I'm 14.
Okay.
You sound like my son, Brock. Silly. What school you go to?
I go to St. Jude's in Wauwatosa.
Oh, yeah? You got a girlfriend yet?
What?
You got a girlfriend?
No.
You play sports?
Girl, you keep being silly like this, you're not going to get one. Where's your mama at?
At home.
Where's your daddy?
I don't know.
At work?
Okay. Are you by yourself or what?
No, I'm in the car.
Oh, you driving now or what? You took the car out?
Silly.
No, I'm on my way to volleyball practice.
Well, who's driving the car?
My friend's dad.
What's your friend's dad's name?
Jason.
Put him on the phone.
Shout out Jason Sprague.
Put him on the phone.
I don't think he wants to talk right now.
No.
Well, how'd you get our phone number? Is Jason listening to us on the radio?
Yeah.
What high school Jason went to?
His favorite radio station.
It's his favorite one? What high school did Jason go to?
What high school did you go to?
Silly. I used to have one just like that. Silly. So did you.
No, I still do. That's why I say you act like Brock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's 15.
The younger one.
Silly. Right. Sound just like him. Sound identical just like him.
Just like they got so much to say in it, you can't
come on. But no, here's who I fought. I fought Jason in the car with him driving. He won't even get on the phone.
Right.
Jason, you supposed to be chaperoning these jokers, and you supposed to be teaching them right from wrong, and we can't even get you on the phone to back this joker up just to make sure he's on the up and up.
Oh, man.
But, Jason, thank you for listening to us. We most definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, that's going to do it for the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, man.
Tomorrow, let's do it.
Huge Wendy's Big Show tomorrow. Woo! Want to thank Gary Wolfel and all you guys for participating. For Anthony Mandela, the Polish pipe bomb, Jeff Orlowski, Austin, Texas over there, Gary Ellerson, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.